This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi firmly told US President Donald Trump that India never accepted third-party mediation to resolve issues with Pakistan and will never accept it in future. Mr. Modi held a telephonic conversation with President Trump and discussed the recent Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister's remarks came following US President's repeated claims of taking credit for the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has said that during the 35-minute conversation, the Prime Minister clearly conveyed to Mr. Trump that talks were never held at any level on India-America trade deal or on mediation by the US for cessation of the recent military action between India and Pakistan.
Pradhan Mantri Modi ne Rashtrapati Trump ko spasht roop se kaha ki is pure ghatnakram ke dauran kabhi bhi kisi bhi star par Bharat-America trade deal ya America dwara भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच मध्यस्थता जैसे विषयों पर बात नहीं हुई थी। सैन्य कार्रवाई रोकने की बात सीधे भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच दोनों सेनाओं की एग्जिस्टिंग चैनल्स के माध्यम से हुई थी और पाकिस्तान के ही आग्रह पर हुई थी।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Zagreb this afternoon in a historic first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia. The visit comes amid growing support from Croatia for India's stand on terrorism and its bid for a permanent seat at the UN Security Council. The visit, expected to deepen strategic cooperation, will feature delegation-level talks, agreements in key sectors, and cultural diplomacy. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has highlighted that the recent Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan nationwide campaign marked an unprecedented convergence of agricultural research, extension, and development by directly engaging 13.4 crore farmers across 1.43 lakh villages across the nation. Addressing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan said that a developed agriculture sector and prosperous farmers align with Prime Minister Modi's vision for a developed India.
हमारे सामने लक्ष्य है भारत की खाद्य सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित करना, पोषण युक्त अनाज फल और सब्जियां पर्याप्त मात्रा में जनता के लिए उपलब्ध कराना, किसानों की आजीविका ढंग से चले, खेती फायदे का धंधा बने इसकी कोशिश करनी है और इस धरती को आने वाली पीढ़ियों के लिए भी उत्पादन देने वाली बनाए रखना और इसके साथ साथ भारत को दुनिया का फूड बास्केट बनाना और इन्हीं सब को ध्यान में रख के वन नेशन वन एग्रीकल्चर वन टीम के सब मिलके एक दिशा में काम करें जिनमें किसान भी शामिल और इसी विचार को लेकर हमने बनाया विकसित कृषि संकल्प अभियान.
Minister of State for Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the government has taken concrete steps to fill the backlog government vacancies in the last 10 years. Addressing a press conference on the completion of 11 years of NDA government, the minister said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the administrative reforms that took place in the last 11 years were not only limited to governance but had far-reaching effects. He said measures have been taken to promote ease of living by leveraging technology.
जितने भी प्रशासनिक सुधार पिछले 11 वर्षों में हुए वो केवल गवर्नेंस तक सीमित नहीं रहे, उनका बहुत दूरगामी प्रभाव रहा सामाजिक आर्थिक भी. इसी तरह से उनके पीछे टेक्नोलॉजी का भरपूर इस्तेमाल करते हुए ईज ऑफ लिविंग ईज ऑफ गवर्नेंस का प्रयास रहा. मोदी जी ने प्रधानमंत्री बनते ही मैक्सिमम गवर्नर मिनिमम गवर्नमेंट का हमें मंत्र दिया और ये भी लोगों को आश्वस्त किया कि समाज के वो वर्ग जिनको लगता है कि शायद उनके साथ पूरा न्याय नहीं हुआ या जो वंचित रह गए उनकी चिंता की जाएगी.
Nearly 190 DNA samples of the deceased of Ahmedabad plane crash have been successfully identified till now. Medical Superintendent of Ahmedabad Civil Hospital, Dr. Rakesh Joshi, said that 157 mortal remains have been handed over to the families of the victims so far. The confrontation between Israel and Iran has entered its sixth day, with continued missile exchanges and airstrikes fueling fears of a wider regional conflict. Explosions rocked Tehran as Israel claimed attacks on centrifuge and weapons production sites in Iran. The attacks came after Iran launched more missiles towards Israel, including the hypersonic Fatah projectile, claiming the weapon broke through Israeli air defenses. The Israel Defense Forces said that it had attacked a centrifuge production site and multiple weapon manufacturing facilities in Tehran. And that is the end of this news bulletin.